All right, y'all. We are here. We are here. We are here once again on the Solar Streets with the beautiful, talented Miss Terrell Hicks. Welcome to the Solar Streets, Miss Terrell.
Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
It's such a blessing for you to be here. This year has been incredible for me, and throughout the years, you've given us so much conversation, so much music, so much acting, so much entertainment. Welcome. This is just a great to have you here to talk about all the beautiful things that you've contributed to culture and to see what you're working on now. So
Awesome.
welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored
Yes,
to be here.
I know, because I became familiar with you. I want to say, I don't know if it has to be like 90s, 94, when you came to Chaz and Wilson's, and I believe it was you that night that was there. Coco from
Okay.
SWV was there that night. At Ron Grant's, rest in peace. Open mic at Chaz and Wilson's, and you shut it down. Like as you all were doing back in those days. Where, if you can remember, I believe that was like 93, 94. Had your career started before then, or that's when it started, or how did that moment happen? Because I know your sister, Deatra Hicks, she was in Mama Wanna Sing, and she's come from a talented family. So how did all that happen?
Well, we all were in Mama, I Wanna Sing, actually, including Ron Grant.
Oh
And
yeah, that's right.
all in that, I actually started as an usher there and
Okay.
was just waiting for my opportunity to hit the stage. And it finally came. I was about 12 years old. I started out
Wow.
choir there and just getting that training and working with adults at such a young age to perfect my craft and what it was that I wanted to do as far as acting and singing, I knew that that was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So to have that kind of start was amazing. And then that show closed down and I landed a Bronx Tale.
Right,
A Bronx, yeah, a Bronx Tale
1993. So
had
that was 1993. But so 1993, Bronx had already been out.
Bronx Tale came out. Ron was always doing the Chaz and Wilsons. If it wasn't Chaz and Wilsons, it was the Underground. If it wasn't the Underground,
Right, Blue Angel.
Ron, God rest his soul, he was so instrumental in giving young performers a platform to share their gifts and to share their talents. And I happen to be one of those that had the opportunity to really sit under his wings as far as wanting to become a recording artist. And I don't really think that I could have had any better training than on that Chaz and Wilson stage. And not only
That's an
was
era. That's an era
exactly.
of just like you can't give, oh man, for the artists that's come up today, if they don't have that type of platform, it's
No.
just,
And not
ugh.
only was it a place where regular performers who weren't known would come, but also the performers who were known. You mentioned Coco. She would come all the time. Various singers of the 90s would come. Blue Cantrell was always on the stage.
Paul
Carl Thomas,
Thomas, Michael
always on the
Speaks.
stage. And even some of the musicians, great musicians,
Yeah.
played with Ron Grant. And of course, Deatra Hicks was always at
Yes, 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 yes.
And yes, it's just in us. And we just knew that this would be what we would be doing. This is our deposit into the earth. And it's kind of, I believe that's what I was created for. Of course, to praise God first and foremost, but to
Yes,
also
yes,
use
yes,
my
yes.
and what he's given me to deposit into the earth.
Nice. So, while depositing all this greatness into Earth, what have you received from your deposit? You feel has it blessed you in a way to still want to deposit more? Do you have more to deposit to us, to this Earth? Because we want more. We want more.
I received? What have I received? Let's start with that question. I received top-notch training that, like I said earlier, that I don't think that I really could have done any better than the experiences that I had. As far as my deposit, I'm very happy with what I deposited into the earth thus far, but I'm not done. I have so much more to give. I have so much more that I want to say. I have so many more roles that I want to conquer. I have some producing and directing up my sleeves that I want to tap into. And I just want to keep giving. And I believe that the greatest example of a person that is multi-talented would be someone that of a Whitney Houston, someone that of a Cicely Tyson, who basically never stopped doing it. I mean,
Right.
Cicely Tyson basically did this until the end of her life,
Right, right, right.
and that's how I see myself being, just always giving my gift out to the world, to be a light.
Nice. Well, you are that. You are definitely a light. So, how have you been giving your shining your light these days within entertainment?
These days, I'm still working on films. Matter of fact,
Okay.
the viewers, you guys can catch me in Gaslight on Apple TV. I just starred during the Christmas holiday in a very great film that I'm really proud of called The Agnostic. And you can
Okay.
stream on Apple TV, and really all the streaming platforms. You can take a look at Agnostics. Right now, I'm just currently working on some writing, and I have some projects that I really want to put forth because nowadays it's easier than ever to be in control of what your art is and get it out there. It's really just not procrastinating and doing it.
Right.
So I'm through with the procrastination, and I'm at the point where I have to get these things out of me.
Okay, well, we want them out. We want them out. We want them out of you and into our platforms, into our digital serratos and all that good stuff. So A Bronx Tale is a very special movie because I'm from the Bronx and I know you from the Bronx. And had you visit Little Italy before you did the movie?
I did not. I
Really?
did.
Did you know? Had you heard anything about Little Italy at all?
No.
Cause
No,
you
I
know
didn't.
they used to didn't let us in. They didn't let us over there.
No, I didn't
Didn't know
know
nothing
anything.
about it.
I didn't know anything about it. I landed the role and I read what was on the pages and I implemented what Terrell would have done in those situations. And it
Woo!
worked.
There's a
It
lot of
worked.
things. Yes, it
Worked for Jane.
did. Yes, it did.
But in doing the film, I realized that it was such a hard time, and it was just so racist back in those days. I'm really glad that as humans, as society, we are in a better place from those.
Yes. That's a fact. Have you been back to, do you ever go to Little Italy to eat or anything? Because they have a lot of good food over there.
I really don't
Okay.
go too much, but I guess now that you're telling me they have great food over there, some
Yeah,
have.
they got good Italian food. I celebrated my birthday there this year. I celebrated there 3 years ago. I mean, it's lit.
Well, then you're gonna have to send me some of these restaurants that you've been
I
hitting.
sure will. I sure will because the food is
It's
tasty.
right. That was good. That was good. But
How?
A Bronx Tale was a good experience. It was actually my first film.
Okay.
Like I said, my mom on the scene closed down, and maybe like 6 or 7 months after that happened, I auditioned for A Bronx Tale and landed the role and was stepping into brand new territory. But I was ready for it. I was prepared, and
I would say
I
so.
prayed for it. And I said, "Look, God, if this is for me, you'll make it happen." Because it looked impossible because it was so many young ladies going out for that role that there were times when I was like, "I'm not gonna get this." But oh well, for me, so maybe I'll get cast for something else. I had those doubts, but then it happened, and I'm grateful because it has been a timeless piece of art.
Art. Yes. And then you went into the well, you dropped your project after A Bronx Tale this time, which is an amazing body of work. I was jamming to it all last week and this week. I mean, Silly was a great song of by that Denise Williams made did the original cover and then I mean original recording and then you covered it. But the album didn't get the light that it should have got, and it was so I was so surprised of how many great songs was on that project. Like, how did that project not get the light that it was supposed to get?
Well, unfortunately, when they released my album on Motown, Andre Harrell was pretty much on his way out. They decided that they were going to change presidents. And the president that came in, he came in with his girl. And so I didn't stay
Who
as
was
top.
it? Who was his girl? You can't
I
say.
came with
Debla,
Debla. Debla.
Debla.
Debla. Yeah.
Oh
I came.
no. That album, that this time album is so fire. No,
Yeah.
you had like it was like Tamia, Aaliyah. It was like you had it was when I was like, damn, this album was really, really hot. Like
I was given
so.
everything, and I really wish it, like, if I could go back and do everything over again. I, like you said, I love the Silly remake. I love that, but I probably would have released one of Nader Michael Walden ballads, which was either "I Wish You Were Here" or "Don't Let the Feelings Go." One, I felt like
Yeah.
I executed those songs extremely well under his producing skills. And the music was just, it was on the level of things that Mariah was putting out, things
Yeah.
that he was putting out. I know the Teddy Riley song that I have on there anyway. I really wanted that to be the first single, but at that time, all these producers had these stipulations where they could only put out singles on certain artists and they
Oh,
couldn't put
really?
on other artists, so you would have to wait until it's like your third single if they had singles that would compete with one of the A-list artists that they were working with. It was so much,
Wow.
let me just say, crap. It was so
Yeah.
much stipulations and this and that, but I am very proud
There
of
was
that
a
album.
lot of stiff going on.
At the end of the day, I am very proud of that body of work, and I'm still touched that people say that they love it, and I'm not done.
Yeah, it embodied everybody that we grew up listening to in that time, and it was done very well. Like, it sounded like you worked with Daryl Simmons on that project, did you?
I believe Daryl, yes. Daryl has a song. Missy Elliott was on
Yeah.
there. Again, I said Teddy Riley, Nader Michael Walden.
It was well put together. It was well
The
put
next
together.
before they were the Neptunes, they did "How Can I Get Over You," Chad.
Oh.
So it's like I worked with everybody before they became like super mega stars.
Right,
It's
right, 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 right.
like, well, I guess I was y'all warm up, but
Yeah.
the voice is still here, still voicing, and I'm excited to, hopefully before the end of this year put out some new material. The music game has changed so much, and now we can just kind of release singles on our own and
Right.
It really expand on, or expound, I should say, on the content that we create, because it's a different world. The social media world is it's a whole monster of itself,
It's
and you
a whole new world.
learn it to a science, and you have to just go out there and really compete with what everybody else is doing, but be
Right.
different time.
But the project was amazing. Could you do you still when you do your shows, do you perform any of those songs off the project?
Silly, of course.
Okay.
I perform "I Wish You Were Here." My mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in her late 70s, and she's now 82. So
God
that
bless
was
her.
favorite songs on my album, and so I dedicate that song to her every time I sing that song. What else? "How Can I Get Over You?"
Oh
Distant.
yeah, you could do the whole album. That whole album is fire. Like, shoot, you could re-release it,
Yeah,
but because
yeah.
it's that good. It's that good because it
Thank you.
really. I was like, whose idea was it to do Silly?
It actually, whose idea? My A&R at the time was Dice Ram Danny. He
Okay.
suggested that I covered that, and it worked out. It worked
Yeah.
out. He thought that my voice was very similar to Denise's. So he said, "You know what? You should do this because people love this song, and you should do it." I love it too. I just wish that I was able to get Missy to kind of spin it, a little bit, so that so close. But then she spent it. She did a spin on it later with Monica. So I was like, that's kind of works. But you know, it is what it is. I guess my version was the inspiration for Monica's as well as Denise Williams, but I had the most recent version. So I like to say that I guess my version was the inspiration behind a different version of it.
Yeah, well, hey, why not? Because the work is out there, the proof is out there that it's been inspiring people across. Because the voice, like as you said, the voice is still voicing, and that song was songing, and you were singing the heck out of it. So, shouts to you. And who produced that song?
Eddie F actually
Eddie F
produced.
produced that? Really? Wow, because that he's known for his up-tempo. So that was okay.
And it didn't even really take us long. I remember the night in the studio. It was like a couple of hours and we were done. He had had the track already laid out, but it was a couple of hours and we were done. And they were like, "That's the one. That's it. That's it." And I believe when I was on Motown, it also was a struggle between and I know that a lot of the 90s artists dealt with this type of situation, but it was difficult for them to pinpoint exactly what audience they wanted me to be a part of. So with Andre coming from uptown,
Uptown.
the streets, he just saw street. He saw, but there was a pop Whitney girl that lived inside of me, and they didn't really know what to do with that either. So it was like they didn't know whether to make me urban or to make me pop. So we went through so many songs on that album before we actually got the finished version of the full complete album because they just did not really know what to make me. But I believe to this day, if I released a Don't Let the Feelings Go or I Wish You Were Here, those would have been top, well, chart-topping songs to me because they had that presence on them.
Yeah, because the album also gave had a little Mary and Faith Evans in there, inspired. I mean, you captured everybody. Like, I felt like I was listening to a playlist of just that era, that time, but it felt new to me because I hadn't heard it. Because Silly was dope, but it's like I didn't hear enough of the, like, it didn't give your true who you were as an artist. And they didn't do like any more singles or anything. I was like, what's going on with this project, you know?
I guess you didn't really hear that until we put out Distant Lover, and it was like, oh, okay, so this is the type of artist she is. And then it really only Distant Lover and Silly were the only songs that they released. They released How Can I Get Over You. It was a fire remix that I did with LL Cool J. They killed it on Hot 97, but we were never able to make a video for it. So it kind of just put a halt on it. And it was like, you know, visual is a part of making it as an artist because people want to see, especially in the 90s, they wanted to see the visual for every
Right.
song. So
That's true.
we didn't get to tell. I didn't get to tell that story with LL Cool J, but I knew that would have been fire. But again, they changed presidents. He came in with his girl, and her name was
The
Devlin.
politics.
That was her name, Devlin Morgan.
Yeah, Devil Moore. Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she also made a remake of a Denise Williams song she made over Free. So yeah.
Yeah, that I remember Debla Morgan, because she kind of reminded me of I can't remember who she remember. Oh my God, who's that young lady? Can't remember her. Just like I don't remember. No. So I know who Shante Moore is. I know Shante. It is only one shot date, so
Only
I
one.
don't, you know, she I can't get her mixed up. But Debla Morgan, I remember she had, because she was light skinned and she had like a big kind of like I want to say the girl from, she was also an actress, that she passed away, the one, oh my God, she's kind of like a Debra Cox's, she kind of like,
Yes, Debla. Yes, she could definitely remind you of Debra. Yes.
okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I could see that comparison.
in that vein. So I mean I want to stick to this album just a little longer because the album was just that amazing as I was listening to it and jamming to it. What were some of the because you worked with so many great producers on the album, and those teachings, I'm sure, and that those experiences will forever be in your memory bank. So what were some of the lessons that you learned recording with some of these legendary greats at that time?
The lessons. One lesson that I learned was when we recorded Ooh Ooh Baby, which was the Missy track. And again, they were trying to decide who I was as an artist. And Missy wasn't really on the scene as far as an artist, but she was on the scene as a writer. And she actually did the rap part on the song, and she wanted to be in the video. But for some reason, when we did the video, they didn't include her in the video. And I kind of took a little bit of the backlash of it because, you know, she was really upset about that because, of course, she wrote the song and she
Yeah.
the song. And I had no idea what was going on because, you know,
You
stuff
knew.
happening behind the scenes. And they're like, okay, well, this is the version that we're gonna put out. It's not gonna have the rap. But then when she realized that we went to Jamaica with Hype Williams to shoot the video, basically she was just like, wait, y'all shot the video without me. And I was like, Missy, I honestly did not know that you wanted to be a part of the video and that they would work around you. That's one moment that I regret because I really feel like me and Missy could have done so many more songs after that. But I think that kind of, you know, really hurt the relationship that she had with Motown and her producing writing relationship with my album. And I was one of the first artists that she worked with. And then she went on to be with Aaliyah, and Aaliyah got some banging hits from her that I felt like those songs could have probably actually been mine had Motown.
Cause you fit the like her beginning, her writing stages there, like the Gina. Yeah, cause y'all got that. You know, y'all got that chocolate. The chocolate is chocolate, and you know. So she had the Gina Thompson. She had what, Nicole Ray,
Nicole Ray, 702,
yourself.
702,
Yes,
she was
and I'm.
left and right with 702. So I just feel like I kind of got caught up in some political stuff
Yes.
that I really didn't know what was going on. But I think that's the only lesson to really like stay focused on what's happening around you and not or but in that case, what was happening around me and
Right.
making sure that the relationships that I wanted to stick would stay and, you know, we would benefit from each other. But something just went wrong with it and it was it all the hits went to Aaliyah. This is
Well,
Aaliyah.
you was hitting on
Same time.
you was hitting on other areas because the music, as I listened to it was still it's still banging, and it's never too late to get to know the artist Terrell Hicks, because the album is fire. It's called This Time. It's available on all streaming platforms. If you haven't heard it, check it out, and
Go on.
support that project, because that project is really hot. I mean, I'm really mad at I was really mad because I considered myself to have every album of that era, and when I didn't have your album, like the Silly Album, because it was like that song. It's just at that time that song wasn't enough for me to go out and just get it, because I didn't hear it, because it was just so much music. But then when I streamed it, I was like, oh my God, I'm pissed off. So I'm sorry.
Well, as you can see, it'll probably be on Apple forever. So,
Yes, and I will be listening to it now forever. That's like one of the albums that should have been listened to, that can be listened to now, because it's that hot. It's that hot. You have to promote it more too. Promote it, promote it, promote it. Don't give up on that project.
I do, you know, I have these shows at City Winery where I in Philadelphia where I perform my own music and you know
Dope.
and people are still a fan of the This Time album and I'm grateful, I'm honored, I'm very appreciative for the love and the support and I'm just looking forward to putting out this new music and
So yes, let's talk.
coming
This time was that time. Now you got new music coming out for this time. This time part two. So who are you working with on this project? Is it a project or is it a single?
It will. I'm going to do an EP, probably about four songs. Of course, I'll be working. My husband is a producer, Lauren
Yo.
Dawson. He with Mary and so many other artists. I'm about to run his resume down, but
Yeah.
working with my husband, I'm gonna be doing some stuff with Troy Taylor, who
Nice, nice.
so far back. And Troy really knows and gets me as an artist, so I know when we link up in the months ahead that I'm gonna come out with some stuff that's really going to be impressive for my listeners and my fans.
That's a fact. That is a fact. So, and we cannot have this conversation without talking about the legendary movie Belly
Belly.
that you starred in. You have a lot of history out here in these streets. You know, you've been giving us your soul. You've been giving me your soul in these streets for a little minute. How was it putting that movie together, working on that set?
Well, that movie was cool. So back in those days, I was doing like a lot of the leading lady video parts for Hype Williams in his vision, in his visions or visuals for his videos. And he started writing Belly, and he basically came to me and was like, "I don't really see nobody else playing Keisha. Are you down for it?" And I read Keisha, and at first I was like, no." Like, and he was like, "Hick, I promise you, you can do this role because you know you're not exactly Jane, but you're not fully Keisha, but it's like in the middle." So, I mean, I took on the challenge as an actress. And pretty much I was able to pull it off because Keisha was every girl in my projects that I grew up with. So I just took those images and characters that I grew up with and developed Keisha, mixed with a little bit of Naomi Campbell, a little bit of Kamara Lee, and you know, Bujetto, feel.
How was the when you did the infamous scene, you know, the sex scene, how did that scene help your career, or did it help? Like, did anything change? Did
Well,
that scene, 'cause everyone talks about that scene.
the truth
So how
about the scene is that I didn't do that scene. That was not me in that scene. That was a body double. I wasn't even on set when they did
Well,
that.
hallelujah to
Yeah, so
that.
I wasn't even on set, and that was a lesson learned for me because you know, when you take on a character, well, especially back in those days, when you took on characters, and you didn't pretty much make a contract stating what you will and wouldn't do in the particular role, then the director has free range to kind of make that character whatever they want to make it. And in that is pretty much what happened. I left the scene, so my day ended with that scene. When we went down to the floor, we were fighting, we went down to the floor, and I woke up in the bed. That's what I thought it was going to be. But when I went to the, it was a whole new inserted part that I didn't even know about. So, and I'm there with my mother and my
Just like I did some good acting that I didn't even know.
yeah, and I'm just in shock, like, whoa, okay. But you know, my family, they knew that wasn't me. And you know, I just kind of looked at Hype like, really? Like, really? That, like,
Did you say really, nigga?
it really, because I like now everything that I go out for, they're going to want me to be this savage
Right.
soft porn star. And
So how did that affect your moving forward in the game, navigating throughout, you know, the industry with that role being such a highlight of on your reel? Like, how did that really affect you as an artist?
well, like I said, I mean, I've gotten roles where that's what they expected, and I had to turn down roles because I was not going to do that, you know, because it wasn't who I was, you know. So it helped for me to be honest about it, but it also was, you know, a little hurtful to the possibilities of roles that I could have gotten had that scene never been involved.
It
But
seems like you.
it's all swept under the rug now. It's, you know,
Yes.
it's my past. I learned a huge lesson from it, and I wasn't, you know, starving to be, how can I put it, to be a superstar to the point where I was going to sell out. Like, I was not going to do that. And so everywhere I go, I have to tell this story, and I have to let people know, you know, you've never seen me in that light. Although you think that you have, you've never seen me like
Wow,
that.
that's got to be really.
Secret, and yes, I had the oil on, but that's as far as it went for me. So I had to explain to people. And actually, one of the body doubles that they used, my standing girl, they actually tried to get her to do it, and she said no. So they had to completely hire a stripper to come and do that scene.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I was nowhere on set. I had wrapped my day up and was gone. Didn't know what was going on. So that's the dirty side of the business, but we live and we learn.
That's a
And
fact.
yeah.
That is a fact, man. Huh.
Juicy, juicy stories
You,
here.
yeah, like you gonna, I mean, that story alone is enough to get you to continue to get you pressing, because
Yeah.
that's something that women, especially with the, you know, the way they take advantage, a lot of
Yeah.
stories where they're taking advantage of women, and now you have that same type of story. You can really speak out on
Yeah.
behalf of what your
Well,
experience. So
that's, I use my story to help up and coming actresses to, be aware, know what's going on around you. If you are signing contracts and the word, nudity, or how can I put it, sexual content is not in the contract, then that's something that you have to go back and visit and say, well, am I going to be expected to do this? Is there a body double that's going to come in that's going to compromise my image and what I stand for? And also let young women know that you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. And it happened to me, and now I can help the younger generation that's coming into the game and let them know that being wholesome is still great, not showing at all is still okay. And
right.
I think today it's just too much. It's too much, and the girls are seeing it so young at 10 and 11 and 12, which is causing them to look 18 and 21 at like 13. So it's
And
just,
while you're still looking 23 and 24, they like the age is not aging like it used to.
no, it's a different world, and
Of where we come from.
it's a different world to come from, which
So who are some of your, I know your sister Deatra Hicks, she's had to been a great inspiration in the household of hearing that voice all in the house as a youngin. Who were some of the artists that inspired you when you got your opportunity to who were some of the people you listened to?
Whitney Houston, of course.
Okay.
Mariah, of course. Toni
Okay.
Braxton, of course. Who else? Loved Coco from SWV. Well, just SWV, period. They were like my go-to girl group that
She
I
was like,
pulled.
yeah, she seemed like she was like your big sister, and that night
She
when
was.
yeah,
She
that was
was.
cool.
Very close even to this day. Like, we still talk to each other and speak to one another.
Nice.
And who else? Minnie Riperton. I love like singers too. Minnie, of course, Denise, The Emotion, Marvin Gaye,
So you
like
had an old soul when you was a young soul.
yes.
Dope, dope.
Learn so much when we go back and listen to just how they implemented their gifts. It's like it's a study session going back listening to Minnie, and it's a study session when you go back and listen to The Emotions. And I just think the way they sang from their hearts, and they just didn't have all of the technology that we have today to make things sound good. It was just so authentic, and I love that authentic sound. That's where I come
Yeah.
from. The authenticity of music and singing from the soul and singing from the heart.
Yes. So will you be writing on this new project or okay, did you write on any of the old part the, on this time?
Did. I wrote on Don't Let the Feelings Go Away. I wrote on I Wish You Were Here, Stay. Yeah, I wrote on a couple of
Okay.
songs. Yeah.
So you are a songwriter as well.
I am. Yes.
Dope. So, but I'm excited to see and to hear everything else that's going to be coming out soon, because I hope it's going to be soon.
It
Because
will be.
we.
It will be soon. And not only that, I'm working on a children's project too, because I love to sing children's music as well.
Okay.
And I love to write children's books. So I'm working on
Do you
a
have kids?
I do. I have a 13-year-old and a
Wow.
man who is 25.
So I'm sorry, it went out. You have a 13-year-old?
A 13-year-old and a grown man who's 25.
Wow. All right. You still.
25 years.
Woo. So it's the 13, that's it's a young lady.
That I have two boys.
Two boys. Okay. Great, great.
Two boys, one daddy.
Yeah. Come on now. I bet you Keisha can't say that now.
Yeah.
No. He said, nope. Oh my God. Because everybody got a little Keisha. Every hood had a little Keisha
Yeah.
in a hood. And my friend, one of my favorite cousins is named Keisha. But
Okay.
she wasn't she wasn't like Keisha in the movie. She's like you, the Tyrell, the Tyrells. She
Got
just
you.
happened to be named
Well,
Keisha.
the funny thing is my middle name is Nikisha. So I am
Wow.
a
See?
Keisha for life. It's just Nikisha with an NI in the front. So it's
But we
Tyrell,
received that.
my name, my full name.
Nice. So Nick Terrell, Nikisha Hicks. So will your stage name now be still be Hicks, or will it be Dawson?
It'll be Hicks Dawson. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm excited. And my cousin told me to tell you that she wants that you owe her a Christmas. So Mary, did you go?
Did you know? Yeah.
Mary, did you do that?
I owe her. I do. I'm gonna get it done this year. I told her. I said I'm gonna get it done for you this year. I will.
Well, I hope hopefully when that's done, I will be in agape listening and jamming to you all, because this has been a great conversation with you.
It
And
has.
thank you for sitting in and rocking out. And I will be supporting songs off of this time. I've been playing silly just to reminisce, and then I but I'm gonna jump into some other songs. So when you see that my promo with the Pyrex thing with the that's me.
Okay. All
You
right, guys.
know, but we support nothing but that good old R&B soul music, and you've contributed to that. And it's just I'm just thankful to be able to have had this time. I've interviewed Karen White last week. I did you this week. God
Nice.
knows where's going next week. I did Glenn Jones. I mean, we all moving, even keeping the soul alive. And I'm just
Nice.
glad to know that your soul is still giving, going to be giving us more music, more. And it's, I'm excited about the music because I don't really watch too much TV. So I'm more about the music. But I'm
Okay.
glad that you're busy and that those situations in your career coming up didn't break your spirit and didn't and kept you going. You know what I'm saying? Because it could get hard out here, as you know.
Can. It sure can. But you know what? If you give up, you never know what could have happened. And I don't want to know what could have happened. So therefore, I'm just going to keep going until
Exactly.
I can't go anymore. And that's
And
it.
you have too much gift
Thank you.
to give up. Like, that's not even an option. It's too many places, too many rooms need your voice, need your gift, need that anointing that you have. So it's impossible for you to even think about giving up. Who cares about the industry part of it? But just the God-given talent that you have is not something that is you can get that you could give up. The
Yeah.
past is not gonna let you do
Nope. Nope.
it.
Thank you. I appreciate your words of encouragement.
You
And
know?
this has been a great conversation, as you said. And, you know, I look forward to seeing the interview.
Yes. I will be dropping it soon. Where your social media? What's your social media so people can find you?
At she is Terrell Hicks Dawson. And that's the IG. Facebook is Terrell Hicks. And my Twitter is Terrell Hicks Dawson. And my TikTok is she is Terrell Hicks Dawson.
All right, nice. Well, it will be promoted on all those platforms. X now, because Twitter is gone. It's X
Yeah.
now. So we're gonna have it on there, and we're gonna turn up. So again, thank you.
You're
Last
welcome.
thing, is there a time frame we can get this new music? Is there a time frame, or there's no time frame?
Well, I hope to have at least my first single out by September.
Oh, dope. Okay, that's not long at all.
Yeah, by
Not long at
September.
all. Continue blessings. Thank
Thank
you
you.
once again. Be
And thank
blessed. Until next time.
you. Bye, viewers. Bye.
Peace.